This is Viewpoint with attorney and author Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is a one-hour talk show confronting the issues of America's heart and home. And now with today's edition of Viewpoint, here is Chuck Crismeyer.
Hope lost, all lost. Today on Viewpoint, we want to see the contest that is going on in our world, in Israel, and with the rest of the nations with regard to the attack of the nations against Israel, just as the prophets have foretold, happening under color of law, just as we see happening in the United States of America. But in the midst of it all comes a special opinion piece from Israel National News. There is hope. Hatikvah, that's the Israeli national anthem and part of a longer poem written by a Ukrainian poet, Neftali Herz-Imber, in 1877, proclaiming, "We have not lost hope." The phrase recalls the vision of dry bones in Ezekiel 37. You know the song, the neck bone connected to the head bone and so on. Well, it's talking about the valley of dry bones there that God says, well, can these bones live, Ezekiel asks. And God says, yes, indeed, these bones are the house of Israel. And God sends words of comfort that the bones will be brought back to life and set on their land in Eretz Israel. But the rest of the world is declaring, not so fast, not so fast. We're going to take charge, and it ain't going to happen that way. Well, it's already happened to a large extent, but they say no further. We're going to reestablish a Palestinian state to replace Israel, and ain't nobody going to stop us. Yet God promised to breathe a new spirit into his people. We came from the ends of the world and returned home to the land of Israel. Hatikvah reminds us that our hope is not lost. Says the article, we are a people of hope. Even when all by all reason and logic all hope should be lost, we continue to hope. And it needs no courage to be an optimist, but it takes a great deal of courage to hope. So I ask you a question here today, even though we're focusing on Israel. Are you a person of hope? Are you a person of hope? Now, some people might say, well, you know, when I listen to your program, there's a lot of things that seem so negative, that trouble me. Well, yes. Why do you need hope when everything seems wonderful and great and without any tribulation? Why would you need hope? Hope is what happens when things look dark. That's when you need hope. You don't need hope when everything is wonderful and everything is seems to be lovely and wonderful and people are celebrating. Where's the need for hope then? Hope is necessary when things get dark. The darker things get, the greater the need for hope. But hope has to be connected. It has to be connected with reality, some kind of reality. And this article coming from Israel National News makes that connection through the promises and the prophecies of God concerning the land of Israel called Eretz Israel, the land of Israel. But as we're going to discover today, the world is rising up powerfully against the land of Israel. In fact, against the whole nation of Israel. Don't want it. Don't like it. And it's being done under color of law. In the name of protecting Gazans and restoring a Palestinian state. Or declaring a Palestinian state, not restoring one, because there never has been one in history. There never was a Palestinian state in all of history. But an African, a South African member of parliament says, as we recognize Palestine, we must de-recognize Israel. There you have it. As we recognize Palestine, we must de-recognize Israel. In other words, Palestine is in, Israel is out. EU foreign ministers are discussing sanctions against Israel. Another article from the Russian Times, Israel's immunity is cracking as The Hague under color of law is going after Benjamin Netanyahu. Two soldiers killed in the IDF, Israeli Defense Force, located 20 tunnels near to Egypt-Philadelphia corridor, and that just happened today. The military in Israel says it's now had full operational control over that Philadelphia corridor, which runs along the border between the Gaza Strip and Egypt. They're clamping down, and any possible weapons flow to Hamas from the outside is made almost impossible. Troops located 20 tunnels crossing into Egypt near the Philadelphia corridor and 82 tunnel shafts. Well, does Israel have a right to go after those, since that is what is being used to destroy Israel under Hamas, which in its founding documents declares the absolute annihilation of Israel, as does Hezbollah in the north and Iran, their facilitators? How is it that the world, under these circumstances, can possibly create some sort of equality between Hamas and Gaza and Israel, calling Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu the carriers of genocide, whereas Hamas and the Gazans, 85% of which support Hamas, are somehow innocent and now worthy of protection to the extent of the destruction of Israel? That's where we are, and that's what we want to focus on for the balance of our program here today on Viewpoint. Viewpoint does determine destiny, and I'm glad that you've joined us. As always, it's conversation with ever-increasing conviction, talk that transforms. And yes, even as we discuss this here today, it should tell you about the times. It should tell you how close we really are to the fulfillment of all biblical prophecy, including the second coming of Jesus Christ, and including the intervening persecution that is coming not just upon Israel now, but as it is with the so-called Saturday people, so it is and will be concerning the so-called Sunday people. And that's where we are. That's where we are, friends. And I want to just indicate to you that this sense of persecution goes on in this country. For instance, a student gave a graduation speech and was told beforehand that he was not allowed to discuss anything about his faith. But he did anyway. And so the school is withholding his diploma because he didn't acquiesce to their communistic demands. That is, their persecution demands. And it happened in Kentucky. A high school graduate of Campbell County Public Schools in Kentucky. He said that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He said when they told him he disobeyed the school, he said, "I serve a higher power." Well, that's America. The land of the free, increasingly becoming only the home of the brave. You're going to need some hope here too, friends. We'll be right back.
Once upon a time, children could pray and read their Bibles in school. Divorces were practically unknown, as was child abuse. In our once great America, virginity and chastity were popular virtues, and homosexuality was an abomination.
So what happened in just one generation?
Hi, I'm Chuck Chrismeyer, and I urge you to join me daily on Viewpoint, where we discuss the most challenging issues touching our hearts and homes. Could America's moral slide relate to the Fourth Commandment?
Listen to Viewpoint on this radio station or anytime at saveus.org.
Jesus said, "I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Well, the scorpions are out, my friends. International scorpions are out, and they're deadly. They're causing the nervous system of the world and of Christian or Jewish nations to be seriously infected and challenged as to whether or not they can continue to exist. Here's the interesting story. Stinging by venomous scorpions. This comes from the Jerusalem Post. A scorpion stings and sends three children to the hospital in 2 days. They're intimidating neighborhoods. The stinging by venomous scorpions is a stark reminder that this is a season for such dangers. Well, friends, by implication, the season that we're living in spiritually is a season in which spiritual scorpions are coming out, and their venom is venomous. The arachnids are members of the spider family, but they can strike anywhere. There are more than 1,000 types of scorpions in the world. 17 of them live in Israel. And the greatest threat comes from the Death Stalker. The Death Stalker. That's the name given in Israel to the yellow scorpion. The yellow scorpion. And there's one almost identical in Brazil that just killed a 5-year-old girl. They couldn't save her. They did everything they could. They couldn't save her. And these scorpions, spiritual scorpions now, are surrounding Israel and have invaded the United States of America and all of Europe. And their sting is numbing out the spiritual nervous systems of these countries. The venom of the scorpion affects the nervous system, the heart, and the blood vessels. The sting itself is very painful. And when a sufficient amount of venom is injected, its effect on the body is quickly noticeable. Well, that's exactly, my friends, what has happened in Israel. The sting, it came on October 7th. Even when there was supposedly some sort of a peace agreement, but Hamas decided that's not good enough. We're going to attack, and they did. Killing at least 1,200 Jewish people in Israel and took 250 hostages, left many others wounded. And when you compare what happened in Israel with their 7.5 million Jewish population, 1,200 people is the equivalent of about 30,000 Americans being killed in such an attack, which puts the attack on the World Trade Center towers and on the Pentagon and the one that was heading in toward the White House, puts that in, well, a very moderate attack, because less than 3,000 were killed in those attacks. Can you see then why Israel would be responding the way it is? Israel is surrounded by nations that have no indication to support, have no motivation whatsoever to support Israel's existence. In fact, they defy that existence and have for the very moment of the rebirth of Israel on May 14th, 1948. At that moment, the Arab nations surrounding declared war on Israel, sought to destroy her, push her into the sea, and had promised the so-called Palestinians to leave, had promised the Arabs that were living in Israel to leave the land. And the Arab nations would push Israel into the sea, destroy her, and then they could come back, the so-called Palestinians could come back and claim all the land. Well, it didn't work that way. It didn't work that way. So the Arab nations broke their promises and left the about 600,000-700,000 of these so-called refugees now that the Arab nations created by their false promises. They left them to hang out in camps. And so that's how this movement got started, the Palestinian issue. It was caused by Arab nations who despised Israel, did not want her to exist, did not want that land to be held in Jewish hands as it had been for 3,000 years, history, And so we're now living through a complete restatement of history, an inaccurate restatement of history that is allowing now not only the Arab nations that are surrounding and the Muslim nations, not only allowing them to come in, but using them to choreograph the rest of the world, the Gentile world, to come against Israel with the sting of millions of scorpions, spiritual scorpions, using the law as a scorpion sting to seek to destroy Israel, its government, its very existence, and to usher in a Palestinian state instead. That's exactly what the member of parliament said in South Africa. Here it is. As we recognize Palestine, we must de-recognize Israel. He said, Israel's recent actions in Gaza constitute genocide against innocent people and a clear violation of international laws. So with South Africa's ruling African National Congress, ANC, has said in an exclusive interview, he said, this is a grand-scale murder, a clear violation of the international laws. Well, whatever happened, why is it he's mentioning what Hamas did? It seems that the nations of the earth only gave a certain, maybe a month or two, of credit to Israel for responding, and now everything is Israel's fault. Yet Hamas has decreed the destruction of Israel. That's their declared modus operandi. That is what they do. That's what they have intended to do. That's why they've created all of these miles and miles and miles of tunnels. That's what they do. But the nations of the earth have a reprobate mind. They do not have a God-fearing mind. They are intent on a world government. And Israel and the U.S. stand in the way of that intent. They must eradicate Israel, and they must eradicate America. That's the goal. And that's the reason why the very same scorpions are biting in New York. These trials, biting in Georgia, biting in Florida, they're everywhere. And their intent, these spiritual scorpions under color of law, have the intent of numbing out the nervous systems, destroying the spiritual nervous systems of these nations and of the states within those nations. And they have to go after the leaders. They have to go after the leaders that are seeking to protect the integrity of those nations as sovereign states. You see, that's what they're after. They want to destroy the sovereignty of those states, Israel and America. And that's why they're after Donald Trump. They're after Donald Trump for the same reason that they're after Benjamin Netanyahu. Because these individuals stand, these men stand in the way of the globalist intentions of the rest of the Gentile world, especially the Western Gentile world. So the South African official highlighted the need for comprehensive international pressure, including potential sanctions by the European Union and other global powers to isolate Israel. He said, we need to push and put pressure from all fronts on Israel. As we recognize the state of Palestine, he said, we must at the same time de-recognize the state of Israel. In other words, it's not about protecting Israel and creating a Palestinian state. Ultimately, it's not about protecting Israel at all. It's about eradicating Israel, because the greater Gentile world that has no love for the God of Israel or the God that made and preserved us a nation therefore is going to create their own godless world empire that will be ruled by a godless individual who will be a surrogate counterfeit Christ known as the Antichrist to rule the world. Israel and the U.S. must be attacked and taken down by these godless scorpions that are coming in to attack. And they're coming in from every conceivable angle they can possibly dream up. That's what the case in New York has been about. It's not about law. It's about using law to try to accomplish an ulterior motive. It's not about the law. It's about using the law and twisting and perverting the law in order to try to eliminate an individual that stands against globalism, the New World Order. They cannot stand the Make America Great Again motto. To them, that is anathema. To them, that is a curse on the New World Order. Therefore, whoever stands for it must be removed. Whatever it takes, however we have to do it, lie, cheat, steal, whatever we have to do, that's what will be done, because those powers are so close in their estimation to achieving the long-sought one world order, the rebuilding of the Tower of Babel that God came against in Genesis chapter 11. This is a long story, my friends, a very long story. And indeed, one could describe it as the battle for King of the Mountain. That's why I wrote the book, King of the Mountain, the eternal epic and end time battle, where it is said that he who rules the Temple Mount rules the world. You say, well, why would ungodly people want to rule the Temple Mount? Because from their viewpoint, they believe that that is the symbol of maximum power in the world, spiritual, political, economic, that Jerusalem is the symbol of maximum power in the world. That's why the Pope has declared the Pope and the papacy will rule the world from the Temple Mount. That's why Iran has decreed that it will rule under Sharia law from Jerusalem and the Temple Mount. That's the goal. The New World Order has the same goal and is using the papacy as the spiritual engine to help accomplish its godless enterprise to create a one world government. Israel, therefore, necessarily must fall. America, as we have known it, must necessarily fall. So the scorpions are out to sting, as to maximize the pain, the damage, to create a kind of painful pressure that the peoples of Israel and the peoples of America, Christian peoples in America, cannot withstand. And they'll cry for a deliverer. They'll be willing to give up because they have lost hope. That's why we began the program here today with the emphasis on hope. If you don't have that ultimate hope, you have nothing. The Constitution will provide nothing for you without that ultimate spiritual hope. The Constitution has lost its hope for America because the Bible had first lost its hope for America. That's our basic constitution. The same is true in Israel. Are you beginning to get the picture? Get a copy of the book, King of the Mountain, $15 on our website, saveus.org. Saveus.org. It'll be eye-opening to you, my friend. Eye-opening. We'll be right back.
There is so much more about Chuck Chrismeyer and Save America Ministries on our website, saveus.org. For example, under the marriage section, God has marriage on his mind. Chuck has some great resources to strengthen your marriage. First off, a fact sheet on the state of the marital union, a fact sheet on the state of ministry, marriage, and morals. SaveUS.org. Marriage, divorce, and remarriage. What does the Bible really teach about this? Find all of this at SaveUS.org. Also, a letter to pastors, the Hosea Project, SaveUS.org, and many more resources to strengthen your marriage. It's all on Chuck's website, SaveUS.org. Again, you can listen to Chuck's Viewpoint broadcast live and archived. Save America Ministries website at SaveUS.org.
Again, friends, King of the Mountain, the epic, eternal, and end-time battle. It'll tie the entire world history together from a biblical viewpoint. It'll open your eyes to see the trajectory of history as you've never seen it before. That's why one Jewish talk show host, when he brought me on to discuss the book for an hour, halfway through, he said, we can't even scratch the surface of this. So he said, would you come the next week for another hour? I said, okay. That week, he said, we can't even barely get into this. Can you come next week for another hour? We ended up 7 complete separate interviews. Unprecedented, friends. Why? Because that Jewish interviewer saw in that book something he had never seen before. It opened his eyes to history, biblical history, prophetic history, and history as we're now experiencing it right in front of our eyes. King of the Mountain. Who will be King of the Mountain? Well, everybody and his brother wants to be King of the Mountain. The Gentile world wants to be King of the Mountain under a new world order. Russia itself wants to be King of the Mountain. China wants to be King of the Mountain. The Muslim world wants to be King of the Mountain, specifically Iran and then also Turkey. They want to be King of the Mountain. The papacy wants to be King of the Mountain. You see, it's all happening right in front of our eyes. And if you read that book, you'll find out. It's going to, for those of you who haven't read it, it's going to shock you how things are taking place. But it's also going to help us to understand why things are happening the way they are so that they don't become overly disturbing to us. We'll understand the reasons behind it. We'll understand what God sees because it's written from the biblical viewpoint, not just some general discussion of, what's going on in our world. Now, the book, $15 on our website. You can call us 1-800-SAVE-USA, 1-800-SAVE-USA, or write to us at Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255, writing a check at $5 for postage and handling. Now, let me update you with regard to the book on persecution, when persecution comes. The first edits of the typeset manuscript were received back by the typesetter today. He confirmed that. And in a few days, they will be sent back to me for further and final review. Endorsements have been coming in from all over the country. It's amazing. People see, pastors and parachurch leaders, they're seeing how critical this book is for this moment in time. And some of you have seen that. So I wanted to give an update. Things are moving forward as quickly as we can possibly get them to move, which means we're still on track for August. Exactly what date will depend upon the printers. They have a schedule as well that usually is 6 weeks out. at least 6 weeks out. So you can see the time frame that we're working with. Some are saying, can't you get it out more quickly? No, we're getting it out, believe me, as quickly as possible. It's a 370-page book, and the comments that are coming from those who are endorsing the books are amazing. They really are. And you're going to be encouraged just to read those comments. So, with that having been said, if you have not become a participant in the Persecution Project, which is a project to multiply getting that message out as fast as possible to the maximum amount of people through your hands so that you can become God's hand extended to get the message out. So for your gift of $250 to Save America Ministries, when the book first comes out, you will receive 10 copies of that book. When you receive those 10 copies, it's for the purpose not of reselling the book, but for the purpose of your giving the book to people that you've been praying for and asking the Lord to reveal to you who will be most likely to receive that particular message. This is not an evangelistic book. Don't think of this as an evangelistic book. This is a book to prepare professing Christians for that for which they are not prepared. Massive persecution that's rolling in like a fog that will soon become dense in the entire Western world, and yes, even in our country. So how do you do that? Well, there are three ways that you can become part of that persecution project. One, you can give us a call at 1-800-SAVE-USA, 1-800-SAVE-USA, or you can write a check to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. And if you're writing a check, then put on the check Persecution Project or put a note with it so that we'll know exactly how those funds are to be used. And the third option is to go to the website saveus.org, and there's a section there where you can specifically commit to that Persecution Project. And we will be delighted in your doing that. We're very pleased in those who have committed to that to date. And in $250 increments, there are some that have committed $500. There are some who have committed, I think, three who have committed $1,000 now. And, of course, they will receive 40 copies, $1,000, 40 copies, $500, 20 copies, and so on, $250, 10 copies. And so we're not. This is not about selling books. This is about distributing a message that is so serious, so timely, so heart-gripping that every effort must be made to get the message out as quickly as possible, and you can become God's hand extended in that process. A lot of people are saying, boy, I'm so glad that I have the opportunity to do this. So there you are, my friends. Now, remember, the scorpion is still singing, stinging out there. He's not singing, he's stinging. And in Israel, this venomous scorpion is called the Death Stalker. Now, why do you think he'd be called the Death Stalker? Well, think about this. Didn't Jesus say that your enemy, Satan, was coming in to steal, to kill, and to destroy? In other words, he's a death stalker. When Satan incarnated in individuals, motivating them through demonic forces and leadership, people who have rejected the fear of the Lord, who have rejected the God of creation, who have rejected the Christ of salvation, those people then become, shall we say, surrogate death stalkers. They're doing the work and the will of Satan to steal, to kill, and destroy. Now, where do you think they're going to go first? They're going to go after God's warmest audience. I want you to think about this. because I'm going to create an analogy here that perhaps you have never thought of. If you have ever been involved in a multi-level marketing situation, and many, many, many Christians have, whether it was Amway or just a lot of them, just a lot of them, going on and on and on and on. What is the number one goal or modus operandi of multi-level marketing? You know what it is? Go to your warmest audience. Don't go out there to, you know, everybody and his brother out there. Go to your warmest audience. Go after them. And you're likely to have better results. Now, I want you to take that very same thinking. If Satan, who is dedicated to steal, to kill, and destroy, wanted to do that, what people would he go after first to maximize his effort? He would go after those who were the warmest toward his opposition. In other words, those who were the God-fearing people, those who believed in God as creation, those who still maintained that the God of Israel was still God, that he did indeed set forth Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as the inheritors of the land that he gave as an eternal leasehold to the physical descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, called now Eretz Israel. He would go after those people. He would go after the Orthodox Jews because they would be more likely than any of the Jews to continue to hold on to the Jewish faith that continues to anchor the Jewish people in the land, holding on to the promises. In America and all over the rest of the world, he would go after professing Christians. The stronger the professing Christians, the more he would go after them. The more he would direct his venom through his henchmen, death stalkers, scorpions, he would go after them with a vengeance, venom, vengeance. And that's what he's doing. He's doing it through law. He's doing it through social upheaval. He's doing it through all kinds of persecution that is growing as we speak. And the goal right now is to take out Israel. The next goal, to take out America. Are you listening? We'll be right back.
Have you ever considered what the early church was like? Many people are developing a heart longing for greater fulfillment in our practices as Christians. A recent study showed 53,000 people a week are leaving the back door of America's churches in frustration. What is going on? Why has there not been even a 1% gain among followers of Christ in the last 25 years? Could it be that God is seeking to restore first century Christianity for the 21st century? Jesus said, "I'll build my church." Is Christ by his Spirit stirring to prepare the church for the 21st century? The early church prayed together and broke bread from house to house. They were family, and it was said by all who observed, "Behold how they love one another." Incredible.
But the same can be found right now. Go to saveus.org and click Sell Church. We can revive first century Christianity for the 21st century.
It's about people, not programs. It's about a body, not a building.
That's saveus.org. Click Sell Church.
The Death Stalker scorpions are out, injecting maximum venom. They believe this is the season, the warm season, for them to come out. Their venom has increased to maximum. Satan has empowered them to inject his scorpion a death stalker venom in everyone that stands for the God who made and preserved us a nation and the God who birthed the nation of Israel through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Not Ishmael, but Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Therefore, this is the time of the most of the growing venom being injected into the world, but particularly attacking Israel, that is, those in Israel who still believe that the land belongs to them because of the promises of God through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You see, God decreed to Abraham that he was going to give him the land, that is, an eternal leasehold to the land, because God still calls it his land. Believe it or not, God still calls it his land. He says, my land. If you go to the book of Joel, you'll find that God says, I'm going to bring the nations into the valley of Jehoshaphat to judge them there for how they parted my land. My land. So God still holds the deed, but he's given an eternal leasehold to the physical descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Therefore, that it is those who hold on to that understanding in Israel that are the object of the death scorpions that are now attacking death stalkers, now attacking Benjamin Netanyahu and Mr. Gallant, the co-leader there, and anyone who will stand up for Israel against Hamas, which is dedicated to the destruction of everything that God ordained. And the nations now are embracing that viewpoint. So, Ireland's Michael Martin says measures must be taken against the Jewish state if it won't comply with international humanitarian law. Well, the so-called international humanitarian law is being devised by godless globalists. EU foreign ministers, he said, have for the first time held significant discussions on sanctioning Israel for its failure to comply with international humanitarian law during its ongoing offensive in Gaza. The Jewish state has been facing mounting international pressure to cease its months-long military operation in Gaza, and last week the International Court of Justice officially ordered Israel to halt its offensive in the Palestinian city of Rafah in southern Gaza. However, Israel has refused to back down. For the first time, then, an EU meeting in a real way has engaged in significant discussion about sanctions regarding accountability for the Jewish state for its supposed transgressions. Israel insisted that its weekend attack on Rafah was justified, claiming it was a precise strike on two senior Hamas leaders suspected of planning and carrying out numerous attacks in which IDF soldiers were killed. So, now they want to level sanctions. Isn't that what the U.S. was calling the EU to do with regard to Russia? Why Israel? Why Israel? You might have a touchy-feely kind of thing. I mean, who wants supposedly innocent people to be killed in a battle? Nobody wants that. Are innocent people being killed in Ukraine? Absolutely. Why don't we have the same kind of screaming and hollering going on in Ukraine? We don't. Many believe that Mr. Zelensky is actually causing massive deaths in Ukraine and is calling up even releasing prisoners now to corral them into the military because they're running out of men. They're killing them all. You have any international cry there among the same people the International Court of Justice and so on that are trying to accuse Israel? No. Why? Because they don't see that as offending their globalist agenda. In fact, that is supporting their globalist agenda. You see the difference? Now, in addition to that, we have this report that came today. The prosecutor of the International Court, Criminal Court, ICC, in The Hague, led by Karim Khan, K-H-A-N, has applied for arrest warrants, as you know, that would make history one way or the other. The official application describes an international armed conflict between Israel and Palestine and a non-international armed conflict between Israel and Hamas running in parallel. And he's listed, carried out a list of crimes against humanity on behalf of Hamas, its leadership, war crimes, extermination, murder, hostage-taking, sexual violence, torture, cruel treatment, outrages upon personal dignity, and other inhumane acts. But then he also accuses Israel and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Yoav Gallant of a very similar set of crimes against humanity and war crimes. It's amazing. He sees no difference between Hamas and its goal to destroy Israel and Israel's goal to defend itself against these horrendous death stalker attacks coming from Hamas. The article says the political impact of Khan's request alone is already profound and irreversible. In other words, the stage is now being set for the final acts of the Western world, primarily the globalist intenders of the world, to surround Israel. Do you remember the prophecy of Ezekiel in chapter 12? Where Jesus himself talks about how Jerusalem is going to be surrounded by the nations of the world. And Jesus is going to come, and he's going to judge those nations. And he's going to, according to Revelation chapter 19, he's going to use the sword of his mouth, the words of his mouth, to defeat the nations of the earth that are coming against Israel. Because Israel is still the apple of his eye, even though the majority of them did not obey him. But he's going to fulfill his word. God's going to fulfill his covenant, whether Israel did or not. That's the point. So God says, I chose you, and I didn't unchoose you. Therefore, I chose you, and there are many of you that aren't going to make it. In fact, we have a Holocaust in which 6 million did not make it. And now there are many who are pretending that that didn't even take place. But that's a Sunday school picnic compared to what's going to happen as set forth in the book of Ezekiel, chapter, I think it's maybe 11 or 13. I think it's 11. Where two-thirds of all the Jewish people are going to lose their lives. Why are they going to lose their lives? Because the death stalker, scorpion of the world, the engines of Satan himself are out to destroy the so-called holy people, the chosen people, to defy the promises of God and Christ himself, so that God and Christ, Jesus, can be mocked as not fulfilling their promises. That's his goal. Didn't Satan say, I will be like the Most High God? I will ascend to the heights of the north? You need to read the book, King of the Mountain, my friend. You just need to read it. It'll open your eyes as to how these things are developing. They've been developing for 6,000 years, and we're now reaching the crescendo and the apex of human history. It's an $18 book. No, I think it's a $20 book. Yours for $15 on our website, saveus.org. King of the Mountain, the Eternal Epic and End Time Battle. You can call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. 1-800-SAVE-USA. You can write to us at Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Writing a check at $5 for postage and handling. Or go to the website, saveus.org. So what is the message and the main effects of the International Criminal Court now? On behalf of the United Nations and The Hague, all these globalist entities now, what are the main effects? Well, to destroy Israel, to bring Israel and ultimately America under the governance, the complete international governance of the UN and its legal procedures. That's what it is. Listen to the final words of this lengthy article coming from the Russian Times. The Hague goes after Benjamin Netanyahu. Calling the nations out there that are supporting America or have supported America and Israel, they cannot feel secure anymore. Long-standing hardline supporters of Israel's current crimes. This article is saying they are long-standing hardliner supporters of Israel's current crimes. So those leaders in Europe or wherever else in the world must now begin to understand and fear that their actions as well are very likely to have been criminal. Because the Genocide Convention criminalizes not only perpetrating a genocide, but also complicity in it. In addition, it imposes the obligation on every signatory state to prevent genocide. Are you beginning to see where this goes? He said, before last week, many of us would have considered it impossible that the International Criminal Court would ever really dare touch Israelis. But a new multipolar world is emerging inevitably, and only one thing is certain. The times, they are a-changing. Yes, they are. And they're a-changing, friends, in line with exactly what God said was going to take place. That all the nations of the earth would come against Israel. All of them. All of them. Yes, even the United States, through Benjamin Netanyahu and his State Department, have been doing whatever they could to do a dance, to pretend to be in support of Israel. But not quite so much in order to avoid the sting of the Death Stalker. Want to play it both ways. Doesn't work that way, friends. It's time to take a stand. And persecution is coming. You see, that's the ultimate sting of the Death Stalker. And that's why I wrote the book, When Persecution Comes, Preparing Hearts for Perilous Times. I hope you'll look forward to that and become a partner in that persecution project. God bless. Pray for Israel, pray for wisdom and strength and hope for all of us in such perilous times.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Chrismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.